What's up, patrons, and welcome to a Clone Wars audio commentary. We're not going to waste any time here, we're just going to jump right in. So to sync up with Netflix or however you're watching, I'm going to count down and say 3, 2, 1, pause. When I do that, just pause this recording. Hit play again right when the yellow title disappears from the screen and you should be all synced up. So here we go, 3, 2, 1, pause. He who surrenders hope surrenders life. Continuing on with the Mortis arc. Remember last week when they were leaving?
It's like... yet they keep trying to use those lightsabers.
I know. Like, it's really all they've got, I guess. They leaving. They're gonna make it.
Or so they think.
Man, he fell asleep fast.
He did a lot.
He did have a busy day.
Hey, it me. He's like, yeah,
I know it. If I could talk to George Lucas about one thing, it might be this arc.
Well, the brother does a great emperor.
I know. It's fun. Like, Sam Witwer's voiced Palpatine in a number of video games.
Yeah. That was the joke I was making.
Oh. Bye.
Obi-Wan's just like in his own little world. What an odd planet.
You know, now that I think about it, we're in the middle of watching the Citadel arc for making videos and the Clone Wars rewatch and everything, and there's this whole thing about how Anakin's being really overprotective of Ahsoka, and that happens right after these episodes, so it kind of does make sense.
Yeah.
I like that little moment where, for a second, he, like, gives up hope. And then he regains it.
Wrecked. Quite literally.
You were flying right at it, though. Mordor.
Does Obi-Wan want to just leave Ahsoka there?
I think he just doesn't want to rush in. But like he says, we're in the middle of something we don't understand. It's like that's this arc personified.
Oh, this little guy.
So Anakin refuses to give up hope that Ahsoka's alive, that he'll get her back, and she refuses to give up hope that Anakin will come for her.
He looks like Dobby.
Was all that necessary? Like, you had her
yeah,
chained up. Couldn't you just bit her then?
That's the thing with the brother. He's all talk. What a brat.
Obi-Wan once again appears as things fall apart. What in the blazes is going on here?
He was looking for the father. So she just said he must have reasons. Like, he has his reasons for taking her, but she knows all of his reasons are selfish.
Yeah. I guess this is, like, the the idea that the ultra-powerful maybe lose touch.
Mm.
It's like the old Dr. Manhattan. Like, if Superman were real, he would eventually just be, like, an out-of-touch god.
Yeah. Kind of like he is when they bring him back to life.
Okay.
Convenient.
I'm like right there with you, Obi-Wan.
He's like, I didn't ask for any of this. It's a cool blade, though.
Sure.
Looks kind of like Isengard, too.
Yeah. Kind of assume that was on purpose, like
Yeah.
just big ol' evil tower.
Some of this is kind of like foreshadowing, I love like how they make her act different.
Yeah. It's very unsettling.
Yeah. I remember seeing that cosplayer celebration that did like the this evil Ahsoka. It's all veiny. It's cool. Always bring up cosplay. Sister. You have a sister.
Here we go with the point of views again.
From a certain point of
That's where
view.
Obi-Wan got it. He's like, I'm gonna write that down.
I'm gonna remember that.
That's interesting. Like, I wonder why Obi-Wan and the daughter both seem to think that they're not, that she's not strong enough to keep the son on Mortis by herself, but Yoda says the dark side isn't stronger.
I guess since they've always had the father there, she's probably not just unsure what will happen if he's gone. Sibling fight.
Like, I wonder if the reason the light side is stronger is because, like, quote, there are more of us in the Rise of Skywalker. Like, more people on the side of light, but... I don't know. It's an interesting dynamic between the daughter and the son.
Yeah, everything about the dark side is unsustainable.
Yes, that too.
Nowhere. A fountain.
Honestly, I don't know. That's all very Avatar: The Last Airbender, now that I think of it. The redirecting lightning.
I wonder how often they've had these little spats. Or, like, what have they been doing for all these years?
Yeah. Probably this. Just every day.
Just like any other sibling.
That's extreme. My children are fighting. Time to throw them out the window again.
Again.
Why does Anakin have to be the one to do it? Why didn't you do it, Obi-Wan?
Interesting that they can kill people just by touching them.
Yeah, I mean, the Force is life. And if you're a god of the Force... I don't think I really noticed before that, like, the tree is being stripped away as she's dying.
I wonder if the father ever thought that, like, maybe they should all just die. If they're causing so much so many problems.
It is a little convenient that by the end of this arc, it's like, yep, yeah, they're all dead now. I also hadn't made the connection until the last time we watched these episodes a month or so ago that, like, obviously Anakin knows that it's possible to use the Force to save someone from death.
Yeah.
And that's just going to enhance his desire to do anything to find out how to do that again. But he couldn't do it here without the help of two gods.
Yeah. Great. Just what we need more of. Well, we tried to leave once already.
All right, this time we're leaving for real. All right, one more to go for the Mortis arc. Thank you guys for watching and listening along with us. Thank you so much for being our patrons, and may the Force be with you.